The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, True Believers, we're back. It's Freak of the Week. I'm David Hickney. With me is Roger and Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And this week we're talking about the Berg Mac. And with us to talk about that how do you say your name?
Mayo.
Boris. Mayo Boris.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotta roll your R, David.
Boris.
Not quite that much.
Yes. Boris. That is too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Too much. Okay. Yes. Let's talk about this thing before I just keep saying, repeating you for some reason.
Yes. You got a question or do I just speak?
You can just tell us what it is. What is the Berg Mac?
So, this is a thing that's happening mostly in the United States.
Okay.
Because of the consumption of pink slime.
Pink slime, the stuff that's in the meat.
Yes. From the meat.
Right.
In what meat?
All the meats.
The red meat.
Red.
The red meat.
Pink slime.
When I eat red meat, there's no pink slime. It's grass-fed beef that is beef from
the
cows. Yeah,
because you get the good stuff. But cheap meat's full of pink slime.
You know, you get them from like big box place.
From the big box
place. Or like fast food restaurants, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, especially so you're talking McDonald's. Things in,
McDonald's.
Nugget form is what you're talking about.
Not nugget, red meat.
Patties.
Patties and stuff like that, yeah. So the pink slime eventually permeates the walls of the stomach.
Okay? You eat it and then it goes through your stomach?
It goes through the stomach.
Okay.
By the way, I am a forensic pathologist. That's how I discovered this.
Okay.
Okay.
It enters into the bloodstream, actually,
mm-hmm.
Especially for people with O positive blood.
What about the O positive blood causes it to have a greater effect?
We have not figured out any correlation between it, but the numbers seem to be greater.
You found a correlation.
Well, we did find a correlation. Sorry, my word's not right. There is higher number. We don't know why.
Okay.
I do want, because you kind of called him out on it. I feel like English is not your first language.
Yes. Actually, I'm from the Ukraine.
The Ukraine.
Where I do a show very much like yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Don't Be a Weak Freak.
Don't be a weak freak.
Don't be a weak freak.
Okay.
Spelled E-A-K?
We don't spell things the same.
That's true. Yeah.
So
was it Cyrillic letters?
Yeah. It's whatever you would, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a direct translation.
It is. Don't that is the closest I can get to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, the problem comes then when it goes into the bloodstream and then it goes into the brain.
Mm-hmm.
The person loses all sense of humanity.
Really?
It is gone.
Gone.
Gone. Gone.
Gone.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think about this, Elizabeth?
I mean, it kind of sounds like rabies?
It is little bit.
Okay.
Little bit, but this thing...
But you can't really get... I don't believe you can get rabies from eating tainted meat. I think you have to actually get bitten.
You have to
but
be
if
bitten.
It is transferred into the bloodstream, if there is something in the meat that is causing an actual reaction and eating through the stomach lining, then I suppose it's possible.
I mean, it might not be rabies, but it could be something that's similar to rabies.
It could be.
You know?
Well, it makes the blood almost toxic.
Wow.
Almost poison.
Ew.
Yes, it is... it is a very bad thing.
And how many cases are you seeing of this?
Well, that's a good
question. Anything that I have heard of, and I try to keep up on, you know, the medical community.
Well, so far, we have documented evidence of 18.
18? Worldwide?
Worldwide, yes.
And over how long of a span, like time-wise?
Over 3 months.
That's pretty
the
quick.
The last 3 months. So the first case
quick.
Manifested 3 months ago?
Yes.
18 in 3 months. We could have a pandemic on our hands.
Well, 18 in three months worldwide, there are nearly 8 billion people on the planet. So.
I know, but for it to have spread to 18 people that quickly, it could be a big issue.
But 15 were in the United States.
15 were in the United States.
United States, 15. Elizabeth.
Yes.
I think we may just have a case of some type of food poisoning.
So
more people have been affected by romaine.
Well, yes, but that does not do the same thing. What this does is it causes an addiction.
Okay,
you become obsessed with pink slime, and you start taking pink slime from everywhere.
Okay,
you start taking pink slime.
Yes,
and where does one acquire this pink? Are we still talking about the patties or?
It can be in patties. It can be, you know, steak. It could be. It's mostly
never had a pink slime
blue
steak. I don't
box.
Know. Blue box.
Yes, I can't say the name of the
like,
of the
like
store.
Doctor Who?
Oh, are you saying like blue big box?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, a big box store.
That's
I
blue.
Can't. I can't say the name. Well, I can't say it.
Walmart.
What? I cannot say that name. That is the name I cannot say.
You cannot say that name.
No, they have actually put a cease and desist order on me.
Oh, we don't follow those here on Freak of the Week. We can say whatever the hell we want, and they can sue us, but it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's spelled W-A-L-L, Mart.
What?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, then. So they have an obsession with this place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they just go there for the meat.
For the meat.
And... they procreate in the dressing rooms.
They procreate in the dressing rooms at the Blue
Recreate
box store.
Or something, some word.
Recreate and procreate.
They have babies.
Very, very
they
different.
Have. I'm different. Language.
I'm not gonna lie. I've had fantasies about procreating in a dressing room.
But they have babies.
That's procreating.
Yeah,
that's what they do. They have the babies
in the dressing
room.
In
the dressing room, so they make them and birth them in the dressing room.
I'm very confused by this.
Both
sounds like a Natalie Portman movie.
Who's a Natalie Portman?
Don't worry about it. She's delightful. You would love her if you.
I'm sorry, my assistant is laughing.
Oh gosh, Roger is shaking his head at that. It's so weird.
She is here to take notes,
right? Like a stenographer.
Yes.
Okay.
I just appreciate having another female presence in the room, even if she is relegated to the corner taking notes.
Yeah, she has to be silent.
Once again,
though.
Roger is genetically female.
Roger is still an insect.
We don't have those in Ukraine.
Mantises? You don't have mantises?
Are you sure?
No, we do not.
None?
I feel like they are indigenous to the Ukraine, at least certain types of
them. I have never seen one of these things before.
Whoa.
What
Roger,
part of the
Roger
Ukraine
is not
live?
Like being called a thing.
These creatures.
That's better.
These insects.
Yeah.
I've never seen.
That's too bad. They're awesome.
They are, really, actually.
It seems very.
I just saw that there was a brand new one they discovered. It looks really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we are here for the pink slime.
That is true.
Pink slime.
That is true.
The Berg Mac.
Yeah.
Berg Mac.
Berg Mac.
Berg. Yes.
Very hung up on these pronunciations.
I mean, I think it makes sense to be hung up on pronunciation, especially if you're learning a new language.
Yes.
Which I appreciate.
And I am the one that discovered this phenomena.
How did you discover it?
That was going to be my question.
By doing good forensic question, pathology.
Well, yes, you said, but can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was a case of a murder.
Oh.
Okay.
Of one of these.
One of these people?
Yes.
Okay, somebody murdered.
If you will call them that.
Right, somebody murdered a person.
Yes.
Okay.
And during autopsy, we discovered pink slime all inside.
Oh.
I have pictures.
You want to see? No, I don't want to see pictures of that. That's
so the
gross.
Cause of death
Elizabeth,
was,
you would like to see.
Sure. So the cause of death was not the pink slime. It was...
It was the murder.
Okay. Poison, stabbing, gunshot, strangling, carbon monoxide.
In fact, all of those. All of those ways were used to kill this person.
It was a mega murder.
It was a very bad person. I cannot speak name.
I feel like he's talking about Rasputin, but it's just...
I cannot speak name, but he comes from North Korea.
North Korea.
And he was a brother of somebody.
A brother.
Oh, okay. How did you end up doing... You are from the Ukraine, currently residing in the United
World
States?
I am world-renowned.
Currently residing in the United States.
Yes.
And how did you end up in North Korea?
I was called
very
in.
Very tightly secured.
I was called in because they had no answers.
They needed a forensic pathologist.
And you are the
I am the Batman of forensic pathology.
You're the Batman of forensic pathology.
Can we not use Batman? Batman sucks.
I am the Dark Knight.
Don't use Batman.
I am the Spider-Man.
That's better.
A forensic pathology.
I find it fascinating that you are quote unquote the Batman of.
Why are we still saying Batman?
That, and I've never heard of you. I feel like it's.
Do
some
you
point
study forensic pathology?
Not, your doctorate's I mean, not in forensic
it
pathology.
It isn't, but in the circles that I run, I would have thought that someone that well renowned that I would have heard of. I mean, you don't have to know anything about string theory to know who Stephen Hawking is.
Yeah, but I try also not to run in circles because then you just don't end up going anywhere.
You should run just in general, or at least walk, crawl, jog, ride a bike.
I feel like that was a shot.
Or
it wasn't
row,
a shot. I'm
row
worried about
boat.
Your health.
Rowboat.
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 Rowboat. Row, row.
Row my boat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is what they say.
And now we're singing nursery rhymes.
So you discovered this corpse.
With pink slime.
With pink slime throughout.
He discovered the corpse or the corpse was brought to
him? Well, he discovered what was inside the corpse.
Okay.
During the autopsy. Yes. Which you have now seen the photos of.
I have.
And there's a lot of pink slime there.
It looks like soft serve. It's actually kind of disturbing.
Oh my God.
It does.
It's throwing up a little in my mouth.
It looks like soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, I know. But I got what she...
But not white, pink.
I got...
Pink.
Yeah, but I got...
Oh, strawberry.
You could have just said it's soft serve. I still would have known it. You didn't have to say ice cream. I got that.
Oh, ice cream.
Yeah. No, I know it's ice cream.
No, that's what we call it. We, you know, soft serve, hard serve.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's cold.
Frozen custard, whatever.
It's cold.
Right. But you didn't... When she said soft serve, I knew. You didn't have to say... This is kind of a lesson in English. Sometimes you don't have to say the whole thing for people to know what you're talking about.
But sometimes it's, you know, fine to be specific so that there are no misunderstandings.
Fair enough. I was just trying to help the guy out.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So they have children in dressing rooms?
Yes, in the dressing room.
Like they just have
only the bigger I can't say the name of the
Walmart.
Maybe that store? Yes it is.
Yeah, okay.
But it's only in the bigger ones that have the clothing and the dressing rooms.
Right, right, right.
In some small areas, they don't.
Okay,
they don't
so it's got to be the bigger ones.
The bigger ones, because they have to sell the meat.
Right, they got to sell the meat.
Too.
Do they just have like one kid there, or do they like keep having kids, or
three at a time?
Three at a time.
Always.
Always triplets. That sounds
always.
Very.
That's wild.
Unlikely.
I've seen security footage of this.
We can't really talk about kids being born in unlikely scenarios. I mean, we were born of two different moms on the same day.
How?
We were, but that's what is the percentage of that happening? It is a thing that happens, but right. statistically speaking, it's very rare. He's saying this every is 100% day. Happening.
But there's a thing that's affecting people's biology that's causing this.
But yes. still, even affecting people's biology, nothing is 100%. If you have two parents with brown eyes, you're probably going to have brown eyes, but 100% of people are not going to be born with brown eyes.
You lost me.
I apologize for using science, David, even though I know that you know about science.
I'm a man of science. I almost have my PhD.
I know you almost have your... Almost.
Almost.
I wish that you would get your PhD.
I wish you would, too.
See?
That would be nice. What are you putting my life for?
I'm your friend.
We're friends now?
Yes.
We just met.
You invite me to your place. I eat your food.
Yeah, you did eat my food.
I did.
You literally just walked in and opened my refrigerator and started eating.
Yeah, it was disgusting, but I did eat it.
He does keep a lot of odd things in there. You didn't eat out of the green container, did you?
Oh, don't eat out of the green container. That's not food.
You ate out of the green container?
What is green?
Green.
What is green?
Green
color?
Container. Container.
Green means go away from this container. That's what that means.
There was little bits of blueberry.
That's what you think.
I think after you leave here, you might just want to go to the pharmacy and get a prescription for amoxicillin.
Also maybe a charcoal flush.
Yeah.
Activated charcoal will help.
Maybe some Ipecac.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're really feeling woozy, Ipecac.
I'm a little bit worried about
I'm
you now.
Woozy right now.
Oh, boy. I don't have any Ipecac because, you know, nanites. We're going to take a break and let our guest use the bathroom if he needs to, which he probably should.
I do.
And we'll be back after a couple words from our sponsors. Hey, True Believers, this week's episode is sponsored by the podcast Attack of the Snack. No, there's not an actual attack. That's just the name of the show. The hosts, Philip and Katie, who are really cool people, talk about different snacks that they've tried every week. It's pretty cool. It's short. It's easy to listen to. They're pretty nice people, I think, from what I hear. Even though Philip is totally wrong, ice cream is definitely a snack. Sorry, Philip, you're just wrong. But check that out, Attack of the Snack, also on the DVMPE. And we're back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. Still here with Elizabeth and Roger and Mayo Boris talking about Berg Mac.
Welcome back, people.
That's actually really polite. Nobody ever says that besides me.
Welcome.
I kind of like this guy. What do you think?
As far as the guests that you've had on this show go, he's pretty innocuous. So, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. I agree. He's cool. Yes.
I am cool.
Yeah, you're cool.
Yes.
Not just because it's freezing in here.
It is very cold.
It slows down any you know, mind waves coming in.
Insulation is supposed to keep things warm, not supposed to make things colder, David.
You know, we have saying where I'm from.
Yeah,
from the Ukraine.
Yeah.
That says, don't give in to shit, and everything is shit.
Don't give in to shit,
and everything is shit. So, and that's all I see here.
Don't give in to everything is basically what you're saying.
So never give up, never surrender?
Yes.
Polish that turd is the way I see it.
Yes.
Burnish that turd. Light is blinking.
Yeah, we'll take a caller about this Berg Mac. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is James Hildinger. I'm from Springfield, Illinois.
James Hildinger.
Hey, James. Hello, James.
Hi.
Welcome to Freak of the Week.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Freaky Weeky.
Thank you. I have a bit of an issue. My wife is pregnant right now.
Oh, congratulations!
And, I have cravings, like food cravings.
Mm-hmm.
So
sympathy cravings.
Yeah, essentially. Yes. So I went over to Walmart and I bought 6 raw meat patties.
Oh no!
Not even sure what kind of meat, to be honest with you.
You just grabbed
whatever I could. The first thing I saw.
Is pink slime.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm worried about because I ate them all raw in the parking lot.
Do you want more?
Not good.
Yeah.
I mean, you want more?
It was actually delicious. I don't know if you ever tried raw meat.
In certain instances, raw meat is fine, but as far as the freshness standard and things being ground. There's a lot more room for bacteria and pathogens to grow, so you really shouldn't be eating ground meat raw.
Well, I threw up like couple times.
That doesn't surprise me.
So your stomach is not feeling well?
No. Not at all. It is gurgling. I feel like it's trying to
gurgle.
It's trying to tell me something.
Okay. You mentioned.
I think it might be trying to tell you that you need some Maalox. Do they still make Maalox?
I think so. Does Maalox help with the pink slime?
It could in the beginning stages.
So early onset pink slime.
Yes, but this sounds more advanced. How do you feel about Walmart now? I didn't say that.
I applied.
You
right
applied?
After, yeah, I heard that you get discounts once you start working there, so.
Okay, what do you think about the dressing rooms?
Oh, if I even go by there, that.
James, I'm going to ask, you are expecting, well, your wife is expecting.
Yeah.
Where was that child conceived?
Well, that's a little personal, but.
It is, but we need to know.
Okay, yeah, yes, it was in the dressing room.
Oh my goodness.
She's not the only one. There was several suitors.
Wait, several suitors for you?
Yes.
Is she aware?
I don't think so. I really hope she's not listening to this.
Oh my goodness.
Did we just uncover some infidelity live on the air?
Well, I think we just uncovered an outbreak.
Yes.
A single source outbreak of some type of... Are you a carrier? You know.
Define carrier.
No, he's got symptom. He's not carrier. He's symptomatic.
Something's going on, I'll tell you that much.
The same symptoms as everyone else? Have you ever talked to anyone who suffered from this while they were still alive? Or have you only performed the autopsies after the fact?
Only performed autopsies. So
how do you
after
know
you die,
are?
I will look at you.
We know what an autopsy is.
And I will tell you for sure at that moment.
Can we do a live autopsy?
As a forensic,
you know,
pathologist, you aren't a medical doctor. You're not in contact with these patients while they are actually still alive. Therefore, how do you know what the symptoms are?
You don't know if I am a medical doctor. In the Ukraine, very easy to become doctor.
So have you had, okay, fine. Have you had contact with any of these patients while they were still alive to assess and diagnose their symptoms and see how they relate to one another, what the
not in 3 months,
is?
No.
Not in 3 months.
I mean, it's only been 3 months.
Started 3 months ago.
Right? Yes. I am here to tell you about outbreak.
I'm starting to very, very much doubt everything that you're saying.
I'm doubting you.
There's no reason that you should.
I was cool before. Now I'm not.
Wait, I didn't say you weren't cool.
Oh, but I don't feel cool
anymore. I actually
didn't
say you was cool. You don't feel cool? That's probably because you're under an electric blanket now.
It is very cold.
It is very cold.
Yeah.
It feels like Ukraine lady.
Ukraine lady? Did you just insult an entire gender?
Wow.
Well, of Ukraine's, yes.
Only of Ukraine's.
Yes.
That makes it so much better.
It does, yes.
No.
So, caller, I don't know how to tell you this, but if this is true, you have about 16 months to live.
Oh, my God.
Well, I actually called a little bit late. This happened like 14 months ago.
Oh,
my God.
So,
it's too late for you.
Are you sure? I mean...
Say goodbye to the world you live in.
Like right now?
Like in the next 2 months.
Okay. Well,
sir,
you have 2 months.
I really wouldn't put too much stock into what Maya was saying, considering there's no possible way for him to know what the lifespan is after contracting this disease that only appeared 3 months ago.
I have seen pattern. Now, max out your credit cards, but don't buy more pink slime. It will make it faster.
I don't think I can... do that. I
think maybe you should just go to the doctor.
Yeah, I really haven't thought of that.
I mean,
I don't know if
that would
be
healthy.
I'm pretty sure they have
yet.
Doctor's offices at Walmart now.
Oh.
Urgent care, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of them do.
I can do Walmart.
Yeah, you can do that. Get your eyes checked.
Yeah.
Stay away from meat.
That's not going to happen.
Stay away from dressing room. Pretzel.
All I eat is meat. All I do is dressing room.
Oh.
You might have to make some life choices.
Well, all you eat is meat. That could be part of your digestive
issues. How's your cholesterol? That's a good question.
Well, I'll have to check that when I go to the Walmart doctor.
All right.
That's gonna.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
I hope you,
goodbye, James.
Make it, more than two
goodbye.
Months.
Goodbye, world.
Oh, thanks. So, boy, that was
sad.
Devastating. It was sad, yeah. He's only got 2 months.
There's no evidence that he only has 2 months.
But pattern.
There's no pattern. How, it's been 3 months.
How did I know that he conceived children in dressing rooms?
I actually asked that question, but okay.
Yeah, but how did we know? I said
because
that beforehand.
You asked.
I said it before.
You said it before.
That this is the pattern. That
yeah, you said it was the pattern. That's
do.
Why I asked the question. I'm just saying
and
I'm
he
the
did.
One who asked the question.
And he did. How did we know?
I don't know.
You asked.
Exactly.
And he answered you.
Oh, that's right. We did do that.
You
but
had
we
a
predicted
hypothesis.
Beforehand.
You know what a hypothesis is, right?
Yes, I know.
It's not an answer. It's not a fact. It's a question. It's a theory. It's a possibility. Please don't give people, try to tell people definitively how long they have to live when you don't have anywhere near
there,
enough information.
To be fair, you don't know how long.
It can cause undue stress to these people.
You don't know how long
here.
They're going
guys,
to live either.
Guys,
you're right, I don't, and I didn't claim
to. We've been getting along so well this
we
episode.
Have been, I'm sorry. I'm
let's,
sorry.
Let's calm down.
You told a person he only had 2 months to live. Do you know how much psychological damage that can do to someone, especially if it's completely unfounded? I'm sorry, but I am a doctor myself, and I can't just
I
sit
know
by
you
and
three
let
times
me.
A doctor.
Are you a medical
one,
doctor?
One, two, three times a doctor, I
yes,
know.
Yes, one, two, three
are
times
are you a medical
a doctor?
Doctor?
I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a psychologist, and people's mental well-being is extremely important to me. That is why I always recommend that they go see a medical doctor, because I can't diagnose them, especially over the phone.
All right, we're going to take another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi. I'm Earl Carlson. I'm from Minooka, Illinois.
Man, a lot of Illinois people.
Hi,
hello, Earl.
Hi.
Very popular in Illinois. I don't know
thank you, mean. Illinois.
Yeah. I just wanted to call because I was wondering. I think maybe I got a hold of some of this bad pink slime stuff.
Okay.
I ain't been feeling too good. I was at a tailgating party for a local high school football team, Go Threshers.
And, Threshers? Goat Threshers?
Goat Threshers.
Oh, Goat Threshers. I thought
threshers.
You said goat Threshers.
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 Yeah.
Threshers.
It's the name of our football team.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, I had some burgers while I was out there. I think maybe I had a little bit too much meat.
Okay.
I think it was like 12, 13 pounds.
That's
in
a
one
lot
day?
Of meat.
Well.
One day?
Well, yeah. I mean,
okay.
It was only a tailgating party.
Where
so.
Do you want to go right now?
What do I
if
want
you can to go anywhere in the world, where would you go right now?
Well, that's the thing, is that after washing it down, I just grabbed whatever was closest. It might have been Everclear, might have been battery fluid, I'm not exactly sure. But then I kind of blacked out, and then I was sitting on the roof of the local Walmart.
What?
My ass cheeks hanging over the side, and I was going all over.
You were going on the
yeah.
on the place.
Yeah, I was. I was.
When
I was,
you when
I
you
was
say
hitting on a Walmart.
Okay, I was gonna ask.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Oh my.
It was
oh
nasty.
My.
So I'm just wondering if I got some of this bad, you know, pink slime stuff.
Hello,
how do you
nasty.
Feel about that place?
How do I feel about Walmart?
I can't say the name, but yeah, how do you feel?
Well, I gotta say, you know, for my main experience having been wiping my ass with a bunch of leaves that were on
yes,
the roof,
yes.
It's not bad.
Do you want to visit? Do you want to go in?
If I did, I'd probably use a different door.
I mean, can I just say, I think we've all had a point in our lives where we'd wanted to shit on a Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not say that name.
I know you didn't.
This was completely unintentional. I did not mean to do this.
So you didn't have the urge to shit on the
no,
Walmart?
No, I woke up and my ass was
ass
hanging
out.
Over the ledge. And it was bananas. It was crazy.
You shit bananas?
Yeah, I did, actually. I must have visited a fruit stand while
you
I blacked out.
You said you ate a
out.
Bunch of burgers.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I'm going to take Elizabeth's advice and tell you to see the doctor. Because
oh, wow.
I do not think
that
you have Bergamac.
I do?
You do not.
I do not have
Bergamac.
That's good.
Okay, then Why? How do you explain all this other weird stuff that's been
You
going
ate bad stuff. Lots of it. Right. Too much. But you don't want to go in Walmart. You don't have this urge to buy more meat.
Oh, I see.
So see, this is where you're missing the connection.
So this is a happy story.
This is, but it might be painful for you because of the, you might need to have stomach pumped.
I mean, on the one hand, I feel good that it's not this Berg Mac. On the other hand, the unstoppable diarrhea makes me feel a little bad.
Yeah, it might be from the battery acid you mentioned.
Yeah, it could be, yes. It could be, yeah. Yes, it could be. Right. But 12 foot, 15 pounds, whatever amount you said, is too much meat for one day.
Well, I was trying to eat light, so.
Right. Well, thank you, James. Hopefully you feel better.
That's Earl, but thanks.
Thank you, Earl.
Earl. Sorry, I looked at
Earl James.
Earl.
James Earl.
That's it. Actually, it's James Earl Ray Carlson Jr. That's
okay, so yeah, I knew it. I must be psychic. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take another break and then come back for our final segment after some words from our sponsors.
Greetings, Earther scum!
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say,
don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma. Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They are getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.
Welcome back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. Still here with Mio Boris, or Mayo. Is it Mayo? Mayo.
It's
I get it wrong.
Those were very good sponsors.
Yeah, they were great sponsors. Elizabeth,
you should buy. You should buy stuff from them.
Yeah, definitely buy their stuff. Roger's still here as well. Roger, you've been really quiet today, but that's okay, man. I get it. Sometimes you just don't have something to say.
He looks tired.
Well, he naps sometimes, so maybe he'll take a nap.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna go ahead and go right into callers. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Maury Landis.
Maury Landis.
Hello, Maury.
And I live in Ontario.
Ontario.
Canada?
Well, funny story. I grew up in Ontario, California, moved to Ontario, Canada when I was younger and worked there for a long time.
Hmm.
And now I'm back in California again.
That was story.
Yeah. I don't know if we really needed to know that.
That is a good backstory.
Well, I thought it was a cute story.
Okay.
I have a weird situation. So, I don't know if I have the pink slime, but I've been exposed a lot to green slime.
Ooh. What's green slime?
That is the stuff you have in fridge.
Well, that was the green container.
Oh, green container? Did you eat out of green container?
I did not. I used to...
Eat out of container. Green.
I used to be on Canadian television as a child.
Oh.
Okay.
And... I was.
Did you talk about beavers?
We did not.
I don't know if every Canadian talks about beavers.
I mean, you can't do that on television in Canada.
But they talk about that a lot on TV.
I don't know.
It was sketch comedy for kids.
Okay. Oh, that sounds interesting.
And it kind of had a hazardous work environment.
Oh. Was there a janitor guy that was disgusting looking?
Yeah, it's funny because he would be. We thought he was an actor because he was, he would be the janitor and then like
the principal,
a dad, and then also work behind the counter.
Yeah, at the hamburger place.
Right. Yes. But as it turns out, he really was just a homeless man who was on the set.
I am feeling what you say now.
We would be telling jokes, and they weren't really very funny. I mean, I don't know who wrote these. It was really
Alanis Morissette.
No, I'm Maury Landis.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
And
I'm confused.
Don't be. It's not worth it.
It's Canadian. It doesn't really matter to you.
It's Canadian.
Fair enough.
Yeah, maybe that's why I didn't understand it, since I'm from California originally.
Yes.
But so we'd tell these jokes, and they were really just these like weird non sequitur scenes that had nothing to do with anything. I didn't understand the narrative of the show.
Okay.
Like, ever. And, you know, because I was so confused, I was always just saying, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
And then green slime would just get dumped on me.
Oh.
Okay.
And now that I'm back in, it's been 20 years since this, but ever since I've been back in the States, I've had this desire to, almost the opposite of wanting to never go to Walmart.
That might be good.
I think I have that desire all of the time.
Yeah,
how about Target?
I don't really like going to any big department store
That's good.
So I was wondering is it possible that this green slime that I was exposed to was actually some sort of like vaccine?
Mm.
Oh. Is the Bird Mac vaccine? It very well may be.
I mean, like a Bird Maxine?
I we would have to do more testing for that, but you might be onto something.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
I'd be willing to submit to any kind of blood test or other kind of battery of tests.
Well, what is that stuff you drink?
Water?
And that is when they would hit you, right?
Oh, no. I wouldn't be drinking anything. I would just be on set, confused, not knowing what was going on. And I would just say, I don't know. And they would dump
it. This is all. You never got water?
And they would dump it from the ceiling. And sometimes I had my mouth open. And
you should have immediately said water. And then it would have washed it away. Because that was another thing that they did.
They did not. That must have been something that they brought either.
It might have been just in Ukraine. Yes, Ukraine did it.
Because we didn't just. We never.
Maybe it was the introduction to the opposites.
I mean, we never got anything that we actually wanted.
I don't know. I feel like anytime I ask for water, it comes to me. So.
We weren't SAG.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
No.
That's good. I don't think anybody wants to SAG.
But in Canada, I don't think they have, right?
Well, I'm an American citizen.
Yes,
so
yes.
So I think that works that way.
Well, yes. Thank you, Maury, for your story.
Thank you, Maury.
So we might have a cure. Or a vaccine, at least, for this. This is kind of amazing.
This is on your show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Mr. Freak.
Hickney.
Mr. Hickney.
That's correct. David, you can call me David. It's
David
fine.
Hickney.
Elizabeth calls me David.
Davo?
Davo? She calls me Mr. Hickney.
Davo?
No,
Davo.
No, Davo?
I call you Elizabeth Marin.
When you introduced me. Actually, that took you some time, because for the entire first season, you called me Elizabeth and then whatever the hell else you wanted to call
me.
Oh, was that
because you were being indignant about the fact that I had to be here. To make sure
I was being
you didn't lose it.
I was
that your
indignant.
Husband out there?
Oh God, don't talk about that guy. Mark
that guy douche.
Dick. Yeah.
Douche baggy.
Yeah. Big douche.
Yes.
I'll show you douche.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Mark. Just go make some beer.
Yeah, make the beer.
But that's the reason I didn't want to call you by that name.
Oh, is that why?
That's why.
Mm-hmm. That was just because you were mad because you had to let me into your trailer.
No, I invited you on the show.
Begrudgingly.
Well, still, I did. I just feel like you were happier as Elizabeth Hickney.
Maybe. I still have some introspection to do, but the red light is blinking.
Yeah, we got
it
a caller.
Is blinking.
Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Yeah, hi. I am a vascular surgeon at the Cook County Chicago Hospital.
Oh, another Illinois.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I'm not comfortable giving out my name. I've
sure.
got a reputation to protect.
I would understand.
Can we call
that
you
completely?
Bill?
Sure.
Bill.
We usually
Bill.
Just listen to this show in the locker room because it's usually a riot, all the asinine material you guys have.
What does that mean?
However, unfortunately, you guys kind of caught our attention with this pink slime business.
Yes.
Because, I mean, myself and a couple of the other doctors here, we've actually lost people on the table and we've cut them open and we have actually found pink slime in people's veins before. I mean,
yes.
granted... You know, here in Cook County, we're usually used to gunshot wounds, stabbings, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, every now and then we get a whale in, and...
You get the whale?
It's like it's a term we use.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if it was like a baleen whale, but...
Not exactly.
Okay.
Usually it's, well, kind of a Mac whale, a blue box whale, if you will.
Okay.
Okay.
And we've, you know, lost them on the table, cut them open, and we've found the pink slime in them.
The pink slime, yes.
So I think this is actually a serious epidemic that needs looking into.
Okay, so we have a doctor on the line.
How many patients would you say in rough estimate that you've encountered?
Myself, I think I've had 4 on a table, and there's probably about 6 other doctors here who have had at least 1 other encounter on the table.
What were the symptoms that presented in these patients?
Ranting and screaming for fast food before they eventually foam at the mouth, and then they usually flatline immediately after that.
Okay. Did they ever argue with you about a coupon?
Oh, that
for their surgery.
That's very good.
We've had them demanding coupons. We've had someone try to bring a Groupon in.
Do hospitals price match? Is that a thing?
Can you get a surgery on layaway?
We don't personally do that here, but I think Mayo.
Yes,
Mayo. I think he is completely correct. This is a horrible epidemic, and I mean, do you have any like advice on what we could do possibly in the operating room to save these people? We're losing patients.
I just see them when they're dead. I don't see them when they're alive. So maybe we can talk and we could work out something. Maybe, you know what? There was a caller that just called in. Uh-huh. They talked about green slime.
I see.
From you can't do that on television.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe that stuff could do it.
Because
he has opposite symptoms.
I see. But it's insane. I mean, we cut them open and it starts leaking out.
Yes. And it smells.
Yeah, and
it smells like cotton candy.
Yes, and
that smell.
It doesn't like how you talk to it, and we put it in.
Wait, whoa!
We put it in the toasters.
Stop!
Let's keep this up.
What? What is this? A prank call?
You guys have the toughest shit on here. Are all these people crazy?
Baby, just keep going. Hilarious.
I think our troll is back.
Oh, I think we got trolled.
I'm gonna just hang up, I guess. That sucked.
In the Ukraine, we would kick his ass.
I think in the United States we would as well. I'm gonna end it there because that was just mean. I feel like we actually had some interesting talks today about this stuff. I think, Elizabeth, you saw some photos. You're not 100% saying this is not real.
I mean, I think that there's definitely a health crisis in America that needs to be addressed.
Yes.
I'll leave it at that.
I'm going to take that as a small win. Thank you so much for listening. Do we have another caller?
This is Yulia Nastya. This is your assistant.
You're not supposed to talk.
Oh. I am going to talk. Oh, I am going to say what needs to be said. These people need to know the truth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
The truth is...
I am not ready for
this. He is saying all of this as an excuse. He has gotten no fewer than 4 women pregnant in the Walmart over the last year.
Oh, snap.
This is why he can no longer be allowed in the Walmart.
You know they sell condoms in Walmart, right?
That's true.
Maybe you should...
I can't say that. I did not say that name. I cannot say name.
No, because they don't want you. They don't want you in there anymore. They don't want you talking about them. They don't want you near them because you keep going in there and you're in the dressing rooms and I have to watch.
You have to watch?
Yes.
He
I have to keep watch. Yes.
Watch and wash.
Ew.
It
is,
sounds like a terrible job.
It's really awful.
Only reason I do this is to get more evidence for scientific reason.
Oh man.
He just likes to eat the meat.
It's okay, Roger. man. I just...
I cook the meat, usually.
And you make me get the meat.
We were so close to having an episode that you know, that made sense. And
she is an imposter.
Agreed a little bit.
And now it's all just coming unraveled, and... I got a headache.
Maybe it's time to throw in the towel, David.
I'm not throwing in the towel. The truth is out there.
Yes, and Freaky Weeky.
Oh, shut up. We'll be back next week.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Ha, sure. Next you're going to tell me Roger isn't real. All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What in the blue world? I don't even know what that means. I don't know who Patrick Harrington, Paul Hennig, Alan Morgan, David Musto, Rebecca Rivers, and Declan Shannon are, but I got a little something-something for them. And now they want me to plug their other podcasts? Yeah, there's no way I'm going to tell you they're on Unfucking Relatable, Surreal, Netflix and Spill, The Gotham Podcast, Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, and The Ghostly Podcast. That's never going to happen. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.